All right, let's look at our temperature regulation in a bit more detail now as an example of negative feedback. Remember, we are trying to maintain temperature at a relatively stable component. Usually we're looking at about 37 degrees C, but normal body temperature can range from, I don't know, about 35.8 degrees C to about 38.2 degrees C. And remember, we are going to need our receptors, our central control areas, and our effectors. So the brain is going to be our central control areas, and then we're going to have receptors. For example, we've got what we call peripheral thermoreceptors. These are located in the skin, and we've also got central thermoreceptors, and they're sensitive to body temperature, blood temperature, and they're usually located actually within the brain as well. So let's look at an example and see what would happen when temperature goes down. So we went outside, it was a very, very cold day, and temperature started to go down. And this will be picked up by our receptors, both the receptors in the skin and also the receptors in the brain monitoring blood temperature. And they will send the message to the central areas of the brain, in particular the hypothalamus, okay, that's the control center, and it will send the message out to our effectors. And we've got two effectors, really. We've got blood vessels in the skin, which can constrict, and we've also got skeletal muscles, which can start to contract, hairs, which can stand on end, trap layer of air, etc. And now our body temperature will start to increase again, and hopefully we'll return to that normal kind of value of about 37 degrees C. Now let's look at the opposite and see what happens when the temperature goes up. It's a very, very hot day outside. You've stepped outside and you've got your receptors in your skin, which are nerve endings, and you've also got receptors monitoring blood temperature, which are deeper and in the brain. And they're sending the message that it's no longer 37 degrees in the blood, but it's increased. They send the message to the hypothalamus, the control center, and it sends the message out to our skin. Our blood vessels dilate, and also our sweat glands start to produce sweat. And those two things together send the temperature back to normal. So those are our effectors, and they are trying to keep the body temperature around about 37 degrees. So you can see again, we've got our antagonistic effects. When temperature goes down, one thing happens. When temperature goes up, the opposite happens, and we're trying to maintain that constant value at about 37 degrees C.